Now, I think that's about as much time as she would have had to make her own presentation. Do we have any additional candidates? No. We heard from five people.
Yes, we've heard from everybody.
Very good. Now we're at the point where the board members who choose to ask a question of a candidate, and I suppose if you're slick, you can have each candidate ask the question, but that would really be too long. So I'd start with the PNP member. You're up first. Well, let's hold our questions to a minute, please.
Okay, really I will put my own. I'm really interested to know if any of you have read the bylaws and know exactly what is required, what are the powers and duties of the LSV, and if you have the time to be here and to be in the community. That is my only question. That's it.
Did y'all get that question? Okay. In any order.
Meridian Williams. I have the time to contribute to the LSV. I have not read the bylaws in a very long time. I have read them, but not in a very long time. Just to be honest.
Sam James.
So you can say the same thing.
Wesley Bethune. Yeah, I know exactly what I'm getting into, and I've got my computer in my office hooked up to high-speed internet next to my ashtray. I have to only smoke in the garage, so that's my desk, and I'm ready to get back in it. So, thank you for your consideration. I'll have the bylaws.
Bruce Pollard. I understand the commitment time. I can see that it's significant. I think that I have the time to do that, and I have the energy. I have not read the bylaws. If they're on the website, I'll read them.
Yeah.
You know, thank you very much.
They are? Yeah.
Next. I mean, candidates.
Oh.
No other responses?
We have three people here.
Oh, there are only three candidates here. All responses will be from Ms. Williams, Mr. Pollard, and Mr. Bethune.
Okay, Nancy.
Oh, I passed. I forgot what I was going
to say. Okay, well, let me go around to Robert.
Yeah, I would like to ask what you think on your resume, either employment or volunteerism, is the strongest qualification for you to be a member of this board?
1 minute, please.
I'm not in charge of calling on people.
Okay.
The answer is that you had an answer, right?
Bruce,
oh, no,
an answer.
At your will. Go ahead.
So I think actually it's my commitment to education, which is in direct line with the true mission. And my experience of education in a lot of different levels, and I think that's important, and I think that the radio is the way to do that.
Bernie Williams, I'm a social justice activist. I think my strongest point is that I have strong administrative skills, and I think that's something, or at least to the meetings I've been to over the years, is something that's always been much needed with the LSV.
What was the question?
They don't remember. Okay, you want the question?
Yeah, I just, nothing I've ever done in my life compares to being on this board. But my experience on the board qualifies it in itself. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to do something out of the norm, but because, Dwayne, you do have to work with this board. Do you have a question for?
No, I'll pass for now.
Okay.
Thanks.
PNP member?
I'm Teresa.
No, I'm good.
Okay, Mr. Bowen?
No.
Or Mr. Alan Alain Perron?
Thanks.
Okay, I'll come back to you. Yes, sir. Mike?
What I'd like to ask y'all is what kind of new ideas would you like to bring to the board along with your education that could help improve the board in the future? Any new ideas on how to work with the board?
Right here.
Well, one of the things, you know, there's a difference between a mission and a vision. And I haven't really seen, maybe I just didn't peruse the website enough, but I haven't seen a vision statement. I've heard Duane's vision, and I've heard lots of other visions along the way and from people, but I haven't really heard a committed vision of the, you know, of this kind of group that represents what they want the station to become, which drives, I think, which in the end will drive the ability to get more funding, which clearly we need funding.
Honestly, no. I just like to see it function. That's always been the issue that I've seen it at LSV meetings, and improve relations with the station itself. I'd like to see cohesive programming in line with the Pacifica mission statement. But no, I'm just going for functionality. I would just like to see a functioning body where people get along and respect each other, that the business of the LSV actually gets attended to.
Mr. Bethune?
Yes. Let me just calm myself for a second. We have a... For, 3 years, we hashed out a program council. We developed a program council model, which could be used by all Pacifica stations, where there could actually be some input into programming from the staff and the listeners and the board of directors, who I think also has something to do with that also, with actually making sure that programming does reach its target audiences. So I would really like to see that, which was passed by the PNB by an incredible majority. There was only one dissenter, a defrocked Scientologist from LA, who disagreed with the program council that George Ryder as the chair and others developed. And, you know, it's just management refused to do it. But it was a good plan, and I think it needs to be re-implemented. So that's what I would bring to the table, is more representation from programming from outside sources.
Time.
Just thank as a suggestion, you know, to management, then maybe you ought to go this direction. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hank Lamb.
Robert's Rules of Order. That's my question. How familiar are each of you with Robert's Rules of Order? Robert's Rules. How familiar are you with Robert's Rules?
Who wants
to answer?
Nah. Okay, go ahead. You jump at that one, Mr. Bethune. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Robert's Rules is meant to facilitate discussion among all people, not just, you know, where a majority can just run through things and leave the dissenting voices out. So Robert's Rules, if applied correctly, are very good for keeping order when sometimes disorder could be the norm. Okay. Thank you.
And I work with Robert's Rules of Order primarily in mid-sized groups, not one this big. I've seen it in action at the school board meetings that I've attended. I think that good planning and agenda of the meeting and preparation actually makes it so you don't have to invoke so much of that, and gives you better efficiency. So Robert's Rules is like a backup to getting things lined up to start.
Well, I mean, I've used them before. You mentioned the school board. I call that death by efficiency. They're really on top of it. If you've never gone to an HSD Board of Trustees meeting, next I would say the LSB. Because the idea, as Mr. Bethune said, is that it should facilitate the meeting, not hang it up, not try to shut it down, not prolong it to some of these. I don't know if y'all are still having any of these midnight meetings or not.
No, I've not witnessed. I wouldn't witness one of those.
No,
those were hard. Those were hard.
Anybody mention those?
We did a good job of getting them in and out. So, I'm familiar with Robert's Rules of Order. I believe in using them to facilitate the meeting, keep it moving forward, get through to the adjournment, and not to shut people out, not to silence people.
Now we move to. I'm not even saying it. Member Maria. Did I get that right?
Maria, that's it.
Maria.
No, Maria.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
How you do.
My birth certificate.
All right, Miss M. Maria
Lemon.
Member M, will you please state your question?
Given the fact that KPFT has suffered from a decreasing paying membership base, from a peak of 10,000 members in 2009 to the current number of approximately 7,000 members or less, what would you do in order to extend and expand KPFT's membership base?
That's not in here, is it?
Yeah.
It's in the
home. That's because someone has a door stuff open and the time is
expired
for their time to be in here. That's what that is. These doors are automatic.
No.
Yeah,
I think it's next door. It would be a little bit louder if it was.
Can we close the door, please? Thanks.
It's pretty cool in here. Go ahead.
Thank goodness I completed the premise, the preparatory subordinate clause. Now to the independent clause. The question is, what would you do?
Time.
Just 1 minute.
What ideas and would you bring to the LSB in order to expand its membership base, especially among those sectors of the community within our broadcast area that are currently undergoing financial and educational and political disenfranchisement? And I specifically refer to people of color, low-income whites, college students who are overburdened in college debt.
Middle class.
I think they got the gist of it.
What would you do?
Who wants to start?
Where's we going?
Oh, is it on there?
Okay. Go right ahead.
Well, I don't have any brilliant ideas for it. I mean, my first thought is when you say, oh, we need to increase our listener base, is firstly, examine the programming. I know that there are some hours like 11 o'clock, midnight, until pretty much 6 a.m. that are really like dead zones, at least for about the last 15 years on KPFT. I know that their goals are very low. Some of these shows that get 2, 3, 4 hours with incredibly low fundraising goals that have just never made any sense. Because I listen to talk radio on AM, and there's quite a large listening base in Houston. So, again, I just don't understand that, and I think it just needs to be reexamined. And I'm sorry, but I think the programming, that's one programming change that really should have taken place over a decade ago.
Next.
If you want to be part of the minority community, reach out to those communities. I mean, it's no secret where to find them. you just have to make an effort. I mean, part of the problem with Houston's progressive community in general is everybody wants to complain about diversity.
Time.
But we know where the minorities are. I'm one, I can help y'all find one, but you seem to have to be on team on LSD already. So I don't really have anything original to offer.
Yes, sir.
I have a request by a board member that needs to leave for work, but does want to vote before leaving. The only way I can do that is we'll have to, because the ballots will not be filled out until we hand out the ballots. So you would have to are you willing to make a public ballot?
No, yeah.
Well, I don't see any reason why if the ballots are not pre-printed.
Because I'll have to fill it in.
I thought we were filling in our ballots.
The way the ballots are designed, there's no names on the ballots. Okay. What we're going to do, we're going to randomly choose letters for people who have time to vote.
Why don't we do that now?
So if you're willing to give someone to fill out your vote, or the thing is, if you do it publicly, there's no way we can defraud the vote. I'll give you a numbered ID ballot. You know it's your ballot. There's no way to change it. But I think the only way to make sure that it's not a problem is that it has to be public. Are you willing to make it public?
Can we have you prepare a ballot? You are the official election supervisor tonight. You designate the order. You're the only one know the order. Give her the ballot, certify her ballot while we're conducting the rest of the election.
Is anybody disagree or have another idea?
We have presidents of aligned members to vote
right,
before they
exactly,
leave.
Yeah, exactly.
But the issue is how the ballot is styled this time. So I think the best way out would be for him to style the ballot and allow her to vote, even if they go next door, what have you.
May I say something before?
You're right here. Just a moment. Go ahead.
He need to assign first random numbers.
Out of six, right?
Out of the six that we have. It's the only thing that he
needs
to make
while
that
you
public.
Speak.
I move that we allow that to happen now.
Random.
Assign those six letters.
It's happening now. We can do that
okay,
now.
Okay, I heard a second that the process that the secretary put forth.
Stop wasting time.
We move it forward. Any opposition? Anyone opposed?
Friendly amendment that it be random letters of the alphabet.
That is what
that's done.
Not random numbers.
Hearing no objections. So ordered. Now what I'd like to do is allow the secretary to expedite that work, if you can hold out until then. Now I want to go back to the process that
point
we were
of
in.
Order. Point of order.
Make sure it's a point of order.
It is a point of order. And that is, the question is, this is still a single transferable ballot, correct?
Mm-hmm. Your point of order, please.
Well, it's a question and a comment. The point of order is that it must be clarified that we're doing this balloting by single vote transfer.
Ma'am, there's been no question tonight about whether we're doing single transferable voting. What I want to know is your point of order.
Hearing
none, let's move forward.
Okay.
All right, now, right now, we're at Mr.
I believe I have a question to answer at some point.
Actually, how did a question come in between this process? Mr. Secretary, you asked for an interruption. While we were in the middle of
it's not how I would prefer to do it. However, there's nothing in the rules that prevents me from doing it this way. So I'm going to go ahead and assign letters to the candidates. Deb Shafto is going to be assigned the letter F. Don Cook is going to be assigned the letter B. Bernadette Williams, Renee Williams, will be assigned the letter D. Bruce Pullard will be assigned the letter A. Wesley Bethune will be assigned the letter C. Rahan Farouk will be assigned the letter E for voting purposes on the ballots.
Would you please repeat that?
The first Deb Shafto is what letter?
Deb Shafto is F. Don
F.
Cook is B.
Who's F?
Deb Shafto.
Okay, if y'all stop talking and allow one person, which is the election supervisor to speak, he won't have to keep repeating himself. So before we ask who, allow him to start over and record, please.
May I say briefly, the purpose of me reading this in the record now is to allow Susie Moreno to fill out her ballot and leave it for the election so that we'll have this on the record. I will reread this when we are actually at the point of having everybody else vote. And therefore, both readings will be in the record to confirm that they match and do not change. Again, candidate Deb Shafto will be the letter F. Don Cook will be the letter B. Bernadine Williams will be the letter D. Bruce Pollard will be the letter A. Wesley Bethune will be the letter C. Rahan Farouk will be the letter E.
I think that's clear. Now, if you could proceed, and we'll go back to the answer that Mr. Bethune would give. Yeah, which I have no clue what it was.
Okay, it was about what we could do
to increase membership.
Bring up membership.
Especially among disenfranchised communities.
Right, right. And I think they should be given like HD1, you know, our main channel. I think priority should be given there. However, you know, we play a lot of music that may not have a lot of social significance and may not grab
an audience.
Minority audiences. You know, maybe if they would play more Charlie Pride, and black people love the Commodores. My idea would be is like under HD alternative channel, when you're playing music, why don't you throw some of Pacifica from our 5 stations, some really good programs, put that on your HD, folks, for all us uppity ups who have new cars and HD radios, and we don't get the difference. And that would be my suggestion.
Where he concluded this round, is that it? Was he the last one to answer? No. Okay. Go ahead.
So I think that there are possible things that can be done. I don't know what's been tried before. I know that we have community groups where we bring communities together. I think that helps a lot. Maybe that working that again. I also think that a strong working board is important. And building that relationship with the community and the station itself, I think that would be really important.
Thank you. That's the conclusion of this round. I want to thank Board Member Moreno, first off, for coming. And she goes from here to work to do her 8 to 10 hours. So that's a commitment that you potentially make.
That's a commitment.
Yeah, if you want to make a Hank say, you may have a question or comment. What have you before you go?
No comment.
Well, we want to thank you for your diligence.
Just probably thank you because I do have to go to work all the way to Deer Park.
Oh,
wow.
But you are working.
Night shift.
Yes.
And thank you. Obama. Thank you all.
Right.
Thank you all.
Hey, 5.2%. I mean, come on, man. 9%. Great. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now going to conclude. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 potential just still in the first round. If y'all see that you've made up your mind about candidates, we really would like to expedite. But, Member M, it's on you.
I'm sorry. I think she asked a question.
Oh,
my. You see, you get it.
Green.
I want to give her another round.
Okay.
No.
You pass?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just have one.
Try to be too nice.
More of an interrogatory. Three of you, of the candidates I know, have history of the KPFT and are familiar with the kind of difficulties that we've had as a board in making decisions and changes. There has been termed a sense that this board has been totally ineffective. It's too big, it can never get things done, for time wasting. And I'm curious to know, would you put up with all of the BS that has almost sunk this station and Pacific Foundation in trivial pursuit of who's right and who's wrong and failing to develop a inspirational focus for all of us to come together and get this thing working instead of trying to be right and oppose somebody else because you don't like the whatever there is in politics. Would you be willing to do that? That sometimes means cut them loose.
Yes, ma'am.
Get rid of them. Get them off the board.
Most of my comments in the past for the public comment section have often dealt with the lack of respect, maturity level, poor behavior generally that I've seen exhibited by the OSB. I just don't have the patience for it, and I'm just too old for it now. I just cannot. I prefer to move past the personality and the emotionalism to, you know, questions of process, policy, efficiency, and what are the aims and objectives, which I believe should be defined at each meeting so that people know why they're there. I think some of the arguments and things that I've seen just don't happen when people have a shared vision or a shared goal of reaching certain objectives. It just does not happen. If you're clear why you're there and everybody's here for the same reason, we want to have a great station, we want to make an impact in the fourth largest media market in the country, you know, wanting attention for all the various social justice issues, have a financially sound station, have a great transmitter, have well-trained programmers, board ops, have excellent community relations.
It's time.
Burn out of time.
Next.
Ms. Bernadine seems to have a pretty good idea of how we should be, and it's true that sometimes people don't stick to the code of conduct that is written and make personal attacks. And it's disheartening, and it's driven away some really good people. But what we should do is consider the station and not whether this person slighted you or is friends with another person who's too boisterous or whatever. You just have to take everything in a new unit of time, judge everything by your best intellect. The object is to make the station grow and do well.
Time.
That's good.
All right, next.
So I'm interested in being a part of this community, which is trying to be a part of the bigger community and serve the bigger community as the mission says. I think that I've worked in other groups that have had difficulties, and I always see that the way that they work through them is by calm example and just getting the work done. So I think that's, I think the answer is yes. I think that this is a functioning group, so we can help it function more.
Mr. Secretary, do you have a question?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
I don't remember what I'm doing. I guess we are very, very close to the July 14th deadline. And I think if you're going to be on this board for a month or two, well, that's just kind of like getting you a start on the next term. So I just wanted to verify that each of you, that I think it's important that you're running. I want to know with your opinion how important you'll be running.
What?
That you'll be running for the board in the general election.
Is that the question? Are you running in the subsequent election?
Yep.
Okay, are you running in the subsequent election? That's pretty much a yes or no.
If you don't win this.
If you lose.
I'm still working on it.
Mr.
Hey, what are you?
It's likely that I will, but.
That's fair.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
I've got I've got forms.
Got your packet already ready, huh?
I've got the time, and you know, if anybody has time afterwards, they get to know me a little bit, maybe they will have by signing my form. Thank you very much.
Okay. Mr. Bethune?
Yes, I would like to support Bernadine for your first place vote. She's on the ball, and I really like what she has to offer. As for me, I love elections. I have old jokes. I have new jokes. I have jokes I haven't even thought of yet. And I am wanting to get my candidate statement out there on the airway. So second, third place vote would be just great with me. Thank you. But I need a couple ones, you know, just to make sure I'm right.
So, Nancy?
Yes. There's a standing rule that every board member should be an active member of a LSP committee. And we, sometimes this rule is not kept, and so we have a lot of overworked board members on lots of committees, and some just don't have enough time to do any committee. And so I'm hoping that you understand that these committees are not for the week. Some of them get really, like 3 hours, like from 7:30 at night until almost 12 midnight in the worst sense, but usually 3 hours, two and a half to 3 hours. So I just wonder, you're aware of this, and you're willing to commit to at least one local committee, or it may be even, we have national committees too. One of our PMB members is in 15 committees. And that's like every other day in teleconference.
Okay, that's a lot there. You want to go after it there?
I'm not following the 15 committees. So that you all know that up front.
Amen.
Probably the ones that would probably appeal to me most would be fundraising and development, as well as governance.
That's enough. Financing, programming, and
no, you won one first place vote over there.
Yeah, financing. Finance is the main thing. You gotta know. You gotta have confidence that the money's being allocated according to you know, priorities. So. Finance, most important. Programming, most important. I think those are really the two most important things. And I'll be pushing my ass to it.
For the record, let me indicate that it is development, budget and finance, governance, facilities management and planning, outreach, technology, management selection and review, community committee of inclusion. That's ARDC. Those are the committees we're talking about. You may want to be a part. I think we'll conclude with your comments on that.
So I would be interested in putting energy into whatever committee clearly is understaffed and is important to the board. If all of them is true,
15.
I actually have technology background, which could be helpful in the technical committee. I'm also becoming very much more active in the social justice areas, and I think I would like to work in whichever of the committees has really got some leverage in terms of getting some social justice communications out so people can understand how that really applies to them.
Well, that concludes the round. I do want to, I have one unofficial and just really senseless question and then a comment, a serious comment. Are any of you candidates willing to make the sacrifice and the commitment that Wesley Bethune has shown by shaving all of your, most of your hair? And I just want to ask him, how many pounds did he lose shaving that hair? Now, that's a commitment, ladies and gentlemen.
It's all about looking good.
You do. By the way,
I'd be willing to share
serve up 50% of my hair.
You're halfway there.
You already
real
did it.
Oh, yeah. That's a real politician. So give up what he's already given up.
6 weeks from now, I have 3/4 of my hair.
Don't risk
now,
it.
Now, the serious part. First, mention Robert Rules of Order. And we do try to use the mirror in small group and large group. For our purposes, Robert said there are several kinds of assemblies. The deliberative assemblies under the mass meeting, convention, legislative bodies, boards and committees. We operate on both, the board and committees. I'd like, for the sake of you who are running and going to run again, you may want to run for an office as a member of this board, either chair, vice chair, or secretary. And according to Robert Rule, a board is the administrative and judicial body of the assembly with the power to act on behalf of the organization. Usually, the members of the board are elected and appointed. Officers are leaders of an assembly and are usually elected. There are three main officers that are essential to an organized group. President or chairperson, although if the president is acting as the chairperson of the meeting, he or she is referred to as chairperson. Vice president, who serves as the vice chair or the vice president if needed, and secretary. Secretary, who keeps the minutes or notes of each meeting and is the records keeper of the assembly. I read that into the record for the sake of clarification, and we'll be revisiting that sometime in the future. But, ladies and gentlemen, I think you would agree a second round would be redundant. Do I have any objections? 9-10, a second round would be redundant? Yes, sir.
Pass
generally means pass.
You said you.
So what you're going to do is vote up a second round, because I'm trying to expedite the agenda. You're going to have to vote up a second round.
We can give him.
You told him to come back to him.
Okay. I actually came back to you, didn't I? I didn't know I was coming back to you.
I have a simple yes or no question, which shouldn't take long.
Okay. Go ahead.
Have you investigated other radio stations, not necessarily Pacifica, for ideas on how to do fundraising, outreach, et cetera, et cetera? In other words, any different ideas of what KPFT is doing, get some fresh ideas from other stations. Have you looked at other stations' websites and their methods?
I've investigated other radio stations, but not for fundraising techniques.
Next.
So I've watched the local Houston stations, and I don't know what the constraints are in terms of where your funding stream comes from exactly, and how you can do that. I mean, they have a number of things that they do during their funding
drives,
which I haven't heard us do, and I think we would want to, you know, look through those things a little bit, maybe like the challenge things or something like that. But I don't know what your constraints are.
Okay, Revis, go ahead.
No, I don't have another question, okay. But when we come back to after the voting, I have a statement that might be.
Well, you remind me of that. Remind me. Do I have consensus? Yes, sir.
I just wanted to. I've checked out NPR's funding and several of our affiliates. Their idea, but the Nation magazine, newspaper, the Nation, they have a cruise where they bring in important guest speakers. And I think Pacifica, in collaboration with them or on our own, have Amy come down, bring in some people, and, you know, some people can afford to take a 3-day cruise or whatever. And, and it'd be really nice to hear Amy broadcasting from the
ship.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's just an idea. Pacifica-wide idea there, my friend. Before the vote, one record housekeeping issue for the board as well as for the candidates. It's been brought to my attention by one of our members of the board that I'm generally charged with
getting with the development director or the manager or someone in the office to verify current membership. Since I did not do that, should you be elected tonight, and tomorrow when I check and you're not on record as currently paid, you will be ineligible, and the next person in line will receive that position. So if it's something you haven't done, you can't do it now. So it would be best to just not be in the race if you know you haven't paid a membership in 12 months, or you haven't been certified by management as having served 3 hours to qualify for a membership. So that's up to you. But I just wanted the members to be aware that since we do have 6, it shouldn't be a problem numerically because we'll have some deference. Now, having said that, Mr. Secretary, Mr. Election Supervisor, are you ready to pass the ballots?
I am.
Raise your hands.
All right. First of all, before we begin, anyone who wishes to photograph the ballots before they're marked for validation, for security, for whatever, if you're concerned, you can do that. We're going to lay them all out after they're marked. Don't release your numbers. There are some highlighter lines on these things. They're for the purposes of watermark. I drew them on here in front of everybody in this room just to help make sure that there can't be any artificially inserted or changed ballots of any kind. Tonight there are a total of 14 voting members, one of which has already voted. Their vote is sitting right there in that box. So I'm going to use ballots, the ballots 114 are going to be available.
You mean no one else would like to take a picture of the ballots? You're certainly not the Secretary of State of Texas.
Okay.
You got too much transparency going on.
Okay, tell me that.
But I do want you to make me some $100 bills, though. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you take the pictures?
Anybody?
Okay.
Somebody else, because this first time I used it, it didn't come out.
All right, I've also taken official pictures for her.
I did it. Repeat again this.
Okay. You mark your ballots. Everybody here should know the process. There's 7 rows. There is no candidate G. And there are 7 columns. We don't have 7 choices. These ballots were simply designed for up to 7 candidates. So don't just ignore row G in column 7. You should put your first choice in column 1 and put one and only choice. If you have more than one choice in a given column, you've invalidated the column.
Not the ballot, but the column.
Yeah, you've invalidated the column. So don't put more than one choice in a column. You can put your choices in any column. I'd prefer it be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, as you see fit. You do not have to vote for all 6. You can. If you only have one person you like, you can vote for one person. If you have your top 3, you can vote your top 3. If you feel all the candidates are excellent and you simply have a ranking order, you can vote 1 to 6, and you can rank them all. Be sure that you only mark one candidate in each choice row. And that's pretty much it. I'm going to shuffle the ballots.
But
I'm not going to give them out
that,
in a particular order.
Nobody cut the deck.
I want to know who's going to assist you.
Looks like it's me, myself, and I.
Somebody assist him.
I can help you, but I don't know.
Bill, would you be willing to assist you?
Okay.
I've cleared this area over here for you.
I really preferred a non-voting person.
No, you can watch.
Bill doesn't vote.
Bill doesn't vote.
Mr. Crozier,
yes.
Would you care to assist?
Okay. Yes.
Is she leaving?
No, I think she went to excuse
herself. Feel free to shuffle those up a little bit as you wish.
Okay.
So there is no order to them. And then have passed all board members, including myself, one ballot.
Okay.
After everybody has a ballot, I will reread the letters and candidates for while you have the ballots in your hand.
Nancy, take your ballot.
Thank you.
I don't understand.
Go back.
It's so confusing. So one means first. One means one preference. First preference. 2 means second preference. Okay.
Now I need to codify, decode.
I'm going to read this. You don't have to mark your ballots yet. I'm going to reread it.
Okay, y'all. He says he's going to give you the codes again. So the secret codes will be read again.
Does everybody have their ballot? Didn't that make sense to you?
It's almost like matching the code for the nuclear. The nuclear key.
All right, again. By the way, if you do mess up, you can mark out the whole column and it's invalid. You can use the other column. So there is some way you can fix it yourself.
Oh, okay.
So in case, try not to do that. Again, choice F, Deb Shafto. Choice B, Don Cook. Choice D, Bernadine Williams. Choice A, Bruce Pollard. Choice C, Wesley Bethune. Choice E, Rahan Farouk. Is there anyone who needs me to reread this?
Just now that I have it in front of me, we just mark with X's, right?
Yes, fill in a little box, exit, check it, something.
All
right. Mark.
I feel like not seven candidates.
No. It's just a ballot designed for up to seven candidates. Okay.
In case you didn't write it down.
Double check it. Once it's out of your hands, it's out of your hands.
How do you want them folded?
Just half is good.
Half.
Yes,
you make little swans.
You violate it if you do it four, because then we got to hang in Chad.
It's three. You want to make four?
We got the letter down there.
Y'all get
cheap.
We need a bigger room.
$5 more.
Give us more room. I have
$5 in.
I was in Florida that year.
This is why we need a bigger room.
Prefer we just let people turn in the ballots themselves.
Yeah. Do by yourself.
Turn the ballots yourself.
Yeah. So I like to go from your finger to the bucket. If I could get out here, I'd walk over to you.
Okay. And one by one, don't rush him. Don't rush him. We want to see that only one piece of paper goes in there.
Let's just go.
We don't want to
block the store. Because now it's marked totally.
No double touch, Heather. We didn't have before.
As long as
I can get it in there.
In the meantime, I want to say something to the members. The chair is not here. Chair. Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I want to tell you that three of the request persons we are after for. Liana Lopez is 602, George Ryder 648, and Susan Radwan 658. I mean, the three of them didn't know this
You
may have to vote if they ask for reconsideration, because it is a new rule.
They may not be familiar with it. All of them do.
But remember, it is subject to the vote. So somebody make a motion that they want to vote to give it to them. The majority makes that decision. But you're right. Record shows. I can do some emails. And my timeline, because I'm on Gmail, shows a whole different timeline than somebody else's timeline.
To show when they let me decide.
Well, let me see what time it shows for Iris. And if that's the system.
It shows when they sense it, does it?
Yes.
No.
It sense when they see it.
I think it depends on which email.
Does anybody still have a ballot?
Well, let's ask Bruce. He says he knows something.
Yeah, that's right. He can help us with that.
Bill. Bill? Bill, could you please get all on spell?
Well, wait, her. Okay.
What do you need?
Here. You want to sign for her too?
This one.
Here's the board. I think he's got 15.
Okay, I got the same.
Everybody?
Is there anybody with a ballot in their hands?
Watch out.
Anybody who is not turning a ballot into this
committee? No.
Chairman, I still want to conduct the meeting.
Why don't you?
I didn't want to suspend the meeting.
Because.
So if we could come back to our chair, I would appreciate it. We still have some business. Including general manager's report.
Thank you.
We still have 36 minutes left.
Thank you.
Do you need my help or?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, maybe in the next 2 minutes I'll get regain orders. Sometimes you just gotta let birds fly, huh?
I suggest all your petitions go home and copy it. Keep one copy.
That's
and
true.
It's extra, more than 15, because if any of the signatures have failed to pay their membership or served in 3 hours,
right.
Then you have to get
it.
Yeah,
it's
lost.
We need any reason to just qualify something, don't we? Just any reason.
But it stops if you close the door.
Right. Well, no, but.
Does she have a box?
Temporarily?
Yeah, there'll be a box there.
Okay.
She'll be there. She's going to be there at 4 to 7.
Just in case, I want to tell the members to activate a little bit. I send the PMB report, my PMB report, to all of you by email. I put there the motion that we passed at the in-person meeting in LA, and some that we are discussing now, and I would like the PMB the LSB members to let me know what you think about the two that we are kind of discussing now.
To what, bylaw amendments?
They are not by law amendment. They are just motions that we are trying to pass. And everybody, every LSP member received
your email?
Yes. I sent it. I hope that everybody received it. If you didn't, just let me know. And I will give a copy to the winners of the